Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, I've said it once, I'll say it again.
Winter is coming.
Guys, winter is coming for all these 304s, man. They are broke as a joke. Guys, student loans, credit card debt, right? High interest car loans, guys. And they expect one of us to swoop in, save them, and pay all their debt.
Here I come to save the day.
But guys, we aren't doing it anymore, right? Guys are not doing it. Guys are walking away. Men are minding their own business. So guys, a lot of these knuckleheaded broads got the awesome idea to, hey, let's just claim bankruptcy.
Stupid.
Right? There's this trend going all over social media like, guys, let's just claim bankruptcy. These 304s have no shame. None. Just walking away from paying all their debts and bragging about it. So guys, we're going to go to Dumpster Fire and Notice TikTok and look at these chicks saying about how awesome it is to file bankruptcy. But before we do, guys, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my locals, my second channel, the playlist at the end. And let's get into this.
Majority of y'all need to file bankruptcy.
Look at that.
Something must be in the air because I'm doing an entire series right now about bankruptcy, answering all of your questions, trying to get to as many as I possibly can. I do a couple questions a day. Because bankruptcy was such a blessing for me.
Look at that.
And for those of you who are in a lot of debt, like, I cannot recommend it enough. And I know that there are cons that come with bankruptcy, of course. But, I mean, go watch that entire video. Come back here. Ask me questions. I will keep answering questions for as long as y'all have them. Because it is a blessing when you are in a lot of debt. For me, it was an opportunity to learn about money, to learn about myself, my spending habits, to finally face money after like being in a lot of avoidance with it and having so much anxiety around money for so long. Carrying debt for a while really feels like you're carrying an emotional load or like a physical load on your body. And so to have that wiped clean was just, I feel like it really signified this new stage of my life where I was no longer, you know, being subconsciously ruled by my patterns of overspending and, you know, my anxiety around money. Like, I was taking charge of my financial situation and I was able to cement that by being like, this is my clean slate. Like, this is where I start over. And it's been amazing since. Like, my relationship with money is so good now. And I'm so like responsible and on top of it, but I still have fun with money. Like, it's just, it really is an incredible experience if you want it to be. So I'm glad that, you know, because I get plenty of haters in my comments talking about it, but like, I'm so glad that people are making videos like this and advocating for bankruptcy, because I found out about bankruptcy on TikTok, right? And that was the first time I had ever even...
Here it is, guys. Right there. She found out about bankruptcy on TikTok. I told you guys. I told you. People who don't think that things in social media aren't like a social contagion or whatever, guys, no. These ideas spread, and women, these 304s are all sheep anyways, right? So guys, they're advocating for bankruptcy on social media. These chicks think it's okay to do. Clown world.
Even considered it. I never knew anything about it before that. And thanks to TikTok, I understood it and ended up being the best option for me.
There you go.
So now I'm just paying it forward by answering your all's questions. So lay them on me, put them in the comments. Please don't DM me your questions, but put them in the comments and I will continue to make videos.
So she's paying it forward by telling other knuckleheads to be irresponsible and not pay their bills. Guys, there's no shame at all in society anymore, at all. People should be ashamed of themselves not paying back their debts. They sign on the dotted line. They give their word that they're going to pay this debt back. And now they're claiming bankruptcy. There's advocates, quote unquote. This chick's a life coach. And she's saying, of course, that's some 304 foolishness, that you should just not pay your debts back. That's a smart thing to do. And guys, she says that this is her awakening. Bankruptcy is her awakening, and now she's gonna spend her money better. You guys honestly believe that?
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Clown world. Clown world. guys, look at this. And guys, she has 158 comments in here. And all these chicks are all agreeing with her, right? First person says, not gonna lie, I filed like 10 years ago. It was like a weight being lifted. It stopped garnishments right after and credit was actually good. I got a brand new car. She responds, good to know that it stopped garnishments. Someone says, I really wanted to file. I was on the fence, but I think I'm gonna file now. Please. Next person, these are all chicks. Where do I even start? My brain hurts. Like, what if I wanted to actually keep one of my credit cards? Is this debt settlement? She says, DM me. Someone says, another life coach. I'm gonna repost this. I'm so glad you shared this. Guys, these chicks are cooked, man. Cooked. Look at this. And guys, her hashtags. You ready? Her hashtags. Hashtag debt-free journey. Hashtag debt. Hashtag credit card debt. Hashtag debt-free community. Hashtag debt-free tips. Hashtag money mindset, guys.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag bankruptcy. Hashtag bankruptcy basics. Clown. Work.
Hi, my name is Amy and I filed for bankruptcy when I was 23.
Look at that.
I know. It's a huge deal. I am now 30 years old and thankfully it's been 7 years. This bankruptcy is out of my credit report, but there is so much that I've learned in having to live with cash money and having to rely on just the money that I made for myself or on just the money that I worked for. Unfortunately, I didn't make the best financial decisions as a young adult. 7 years later, I'm happy that this happened. Obviously, it's not something that I can change, but now I can share my experience with others so that you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Not coming from money or being poor here in America was something that already came with so much shame. And I didn't have the tools or guidance to know what to do with.
Whoa, I can't let that slide, guys. Let's pump the brakes. Guys, only women feel quote unquote shame for growing up poor. Guys, my family, so we were poor, quote unquote, growing up. Right? Because we didn't even know because our life was so simple. We managed to go on road trips, right? Hang out. So we always had a roof over our heads and food and our stomachs and everything else was fine. Guys, a lot of times men, we don't imagine some lifestyle of the rich and famous, right? Come on, man. That's insane.
My money or how to financially navigate through life. As a young adult, I really didn't know where my life was gonna go and what I was gonna end up doing. So I decided to spend my money right there and then because my mentality was, YOLO, you only live once, and if right now this is what I want, then this is what I should spend my money on. I didn't have huge responsibilities. I lived at my mom's house, and I had all the time in the world to do whatever it is that I wanted to do.
So she just YOLO'd all of her money.
A woman.
All these credit card companies were sending me email correspondences to get pre-approved for credit cards. And of course, as a young adult, I wanted to do all these things. I was like, money? Heck yeah, give it to me now. Eventually, all that caught up to me and I had to pay it back. I didn't have any money. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was ashamed to tell my family. I was ashamed to tell the world. I was ashamed to be living that life. Hi, my name is Amy and I filed for bankruptcy.
So instead of actually buckling down, getting 2 full-time jobs, you know, working 80 hours a week like a dude would, right? She just decided to just claim bankruptcy, right? Guys, I wish that there was like a scarlet letter type thing hanging around these 304's necks. So they're walking down the street.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
They should be ashamed of themselves. You know what I'm saying? They should have different letters. You know what I mean? Single mom should have a have an N on the sign for nug nug. Bankrupt chick should have a B for broke or an S for stupid, right? Come on, man. Guys, and all these chicks, I never even considered this. I think I should file for bankruptcy too. Thank you so much for this. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Their hashtags. Hashtag bankruptcy. Hashtag money problems. Hashtag financial literacy.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
clown world.
I filed for bankruptcy before I turned 30. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not embarrassed about it either.
Of course you're not.
Money is such a taboo topic, and struggling with your finances can be so incredibly isolating. So I think we should talk about it more. I made a lot of dumb mistakes in my 20s. I was
Just like a woman.
Living in an expensive city, I was spending entirely too much money while not making nearly enough.
Of course you were.
And I was careless with credit cards and locked myself into a hole that was so deep, and the only way out of it was doing something drastic. By that point, I was barely making the minimum payments, and my mental health was so, so bad. I was on antidepressants, and they were barely doing anything. I told no one how bad things were until I'd actually met with a bankruptcy attorney. I would not recommend keeping that to yourself because it is just so isolating. And I promise you that people are a lot more understanding and non-judgmental as you might think. Ended up filing Chapter 13 bankruptcy, which is essentially a court-ordered repayment plan because I was making enough money to be able to afford regular payments. I consolidated all of my credit cards, a couple of personal loans, what was left of my student loans, and what was left of my car payment into one plan. This let me pay off 100% of what I owed without accruing any additional interest. Then, of course, there were attorney fees, court fees, the trustee fee, the person who actually divvies up the payments that I was making to all of the creditors, and then it was determined what kind of a monthly payment I could afford over the next 5 years. My credit score took a dump, but I have been able to rebuild it to a fairly good score at this point using a secured credit card and things like rent payment reporting. 5 years later, I am officially done with payments, and I am 100% debt-free for the first time in my adult life. While I would not recommend ever filing for bankruptcy, if you can avoid it, it kind of saved me.
There it is, guys, right there. Right there. She said, I wouldn't recommend it, but guys, come on. You notice what she did? But it saved me. So she's saying, I wouldn't recommend doing it, but it was the right thing to do. Clown world.
I'm just relieved beyond measure to be able to start over at this point, finally. Cheers to a better, more informed, less chaotic financial future.
There it is, guys. Guys, she has 125 comments in here, and the majority of them are all chicks. First person says, filing my Chapter 13 position today. I'm so stressed out about the payment, but it's already such a relief. Someone says, this has to feel freaking awesome. Well done. So another person says, so many months later, I'm in the same scenario. I'm turning 30 in October. And while I have a good salary now, I'm in the same boat that you described. Look at that, guys. These chicks are cooked. I tell you guys, these chicks wanted to be out here working just like us guys, right? Grinding, having to spend money, right? And you know what they found out, guys?
The night is dark and full of terrors.
The night is dark and full of terrors, guys. Don't pay their bills. Don't help them. Don't feel bad for them, guys. So, guys, her hashtags. You ready? There's a lot of them. Hashtag bankruptcy. Hashtag chapter 13. Hashtag chapter 13 bankruptcy. Hashtag life after bankruptcy. Hashtag personal finance. Hashtag personal finance for women. Hashtag debt free journey. Hashtag debt free. Hashtag financial freedom. Hashtag debt payoff. Hashtag debt free 2024. Hashtag debt free girly. Hashtag debt free community. Look at that, guys. Guys, don't pay their bills. Don't pay their bills. Don't pay their bills. So, all right, you guys. This is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Check out the playlist. And I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.